What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast. And this week's sponsorship is from Newsly. Newsly is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and read them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time in ever on the internet, the entire web becomes listenable, all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose, start playing, start scrolling, and start listening. You can follow any topics as you specifically and you like, from sports, science, to Bitcoin, even to the Kardashians. It will find you on the latest article and you read them to you out loud. And they have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 50 countries. Our podcast, Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast, is on there as well. Yes, it is. Shout out to Newsly for that. I thought using it as my default podcast app. Download and use Newsly for free from www.newsly.me or from the link in the description. Use the promo code Mr. Gentleman that I will also put in the description and receive 1 month free premium subscription. So you already know, y'all, download Newsly now. Check it out. Support them, y'all. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman, like that podcast, and enjoy the show. You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Season 6. True! Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, 1/4 of the Premier Bay Podcast, and your host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And welcome to another new episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Hope all is well. And yes, we are finally here on the season 6 premiere of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And y'all, we had a really long journey from January 20th, 2018 to now. And it has been an amazing 3 years. 5 seasons later, we are now on season 6, and I'm just happy that y'all continue to ride with me. So, shout out to all my old listeners that been with me for day one, and shout out to all my new listeners that joined me on this journey. I thank y'all, it really means a lot. Also, I just want to take the time to thank everybody that took the time and tune in to the 2 bonus episodes that I released. The Don't Call It a Comeback Part 1 and Part 2. It was doing really well. It was receiving really well. And I just want to say thank you, everybody, that took the time and listened to both episodes. And let me know that y'all missed me on the mic. And I am happy to be back. And once again, thank y'all. You know, shout out to Good Pods. I had my first number one for top episodes with Don't Call It a Comeback Part 2. So I just want to say thank you, everybody, that, you know, helped me, that listened to this episode and helped get this episode to number one for top episode, for even if it's just one day. But it honestly means a lot that everybody really took the time and listened. And I just want to thank y'all, man, and let's continue to do that. I was shocked when I saw the news, when I saw that I was charting number one for top 100 episodes on the general charts. I was like, wow, like, I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. No, but seriously, y'all, thank y'all. It really means a lot. And let's continue to grow the show. Let's continue to have my guests tell amazing stories and me tell them my story so y'all can be inspired by it and keep the positive vibes, because honestly, that's all I want to bring is positive vibes to the show. Positive vibe, fun conversation, and bring togetherness, y'all. That's always been the goal of mine, man. And once again, thank y'all for support. Yeah, thank you for the support. So as you already know, this is the season 6 premiere of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. But not only this is the season 6 premiere, this is the official 100 episode celebration of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And y'all probably wondering, Ken, you already made it to 100 episodes. And yes, that is halfway true. We have already made it to 100 episodes. We made it to 100 episodes as a whole on the old school show of Saturday Morning Cartoon Part 2. That one we made it to, officially made it to 100 episodes. But y'all gotta remember, I have spin-off series on the show as well. The old school show, a conversation about music, and Date Night Talk podcast, which is all Mr. Brent, Gentleman Like the podcast brand episode shows. But the 100 episode really mean for the main series, the series that the main Mr. Gentleman Like the podcast series, where I started the show with back in 2019, you know, where I interviewed many guests, when the original story, the original show for my show was just really trying to figure out what the show would be about. Just having guests just talk about their brands. But then play music before I got copyright strike. And then season 2, I shift from just telling people just to talk on the show to actually tell deep stories. And I liked it how Felicia White and Chrissy Christ started that trend. And then everybody started following. Then second half of season 3, we shift even more for people really opening up. And then season 4, I took away the music completely and just made it into an actual podcast show. And then the spinoff show. Then we did 8th season, we evolved. And with season 6 and making it to officially 100 episodes, it's basically another level to the show for growth. And I want to just take y'all on that journey. And that's all I want to do, is take y'all on that journey. So just enjoy this ride, y'all. But y'all already know, as always, we do have our special guest, our first guest for season 6. And this guest is a returning guest. She was my very first guest on the show, period. She was episode 1. And she was episode 8 alongside her business partner, which was my sister. So it was only right to bring her back on the show. Since she was the first episode, it was only right to bring her back for the 100 episode celebration. She is a podcast host of Coaching Out Loud with Danielle Powell. She is a content creator for YouVerge, the Bible app. She is, you know, a life coach, and also she is my sister. We got Coach Danielle Powell back on the show, and basically we got a lot of catching up to do. Maybe, you know, with everything that she's doing, at least catching up with the audience, I should say, with everything that she is doing, because she is doing a lot of amazing things, and I can't wait to have this conversation with her. But yeah, so y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
Hey guys, it's Sharice, and you're listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. All right.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at the time, I will be giving y'all the Mr. Gentleman Facts quote of the day. And today, quote of the day is, never hide your talent. God gave you a gift for a reason. And what I mean by that is, everybody is good at something. But how will somebody know that you're good at something if you don't show your talents? We could do many things, singer, podcast host, motivated speaker, writer, rapper. But if somebody don't know your talent, why hide it? So what I'm saying, if you have talent, show your gift to the world, because God gave you that gift for a reason. And that is today, Mr. Gentleman Facts, quote of the day. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also, promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also, we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spin-Off Series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m., the old school show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And we have Date Night Talk podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, the Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
My name is Coach Danielle Powell from Coaching Out Loud Podcast, and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And y'all already know, y'all, this is the season 6 premiere of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And not only that, this is the 100th episode celebration of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And we finally made it, yes. And it's a great feeling, y'all. But, you know, we do have our special guest. And this is a returning guest. She was my very first guest on the show. She was on episode 1 and episode 8 alongside Tawana as well. She have a podcast show called Coaching Out Loud. She have a brand called The World is a Girl's Runway. And she's doing big things. She's also a part of U-Verge. We got to talk more about that. She also my second older sister. We got Coach Danielle Powell back in on the show. Welcome back to the show, sis.
Hey, what's up, bro? How's everyone doing out there?
Yes, and welcome back on the show. Yeah, it's been a long time. You've been my very first guest, and now look at that. We are on episode 100 now.
Congratulations, bro. I'm so proud of you. I just gotta say this publicly. I'm so proud of you all that you're doing with your podcast. You're always top on the charts, and you even helped me to start my podcast. Let me tell the world that. Yes, he was in the beginning because I didn't know what I was doing. He was like my engineer back, you know, behind the scenes. I didn't know how to edit. I didn't know how to do, you know, people that know me, follow me, know I'm very, you know, instrumental with, you know, content and stuff, but podcasting, I didn't know what I was doing. And you helped me to really learn how to, you know, post my episodes, and you are such a great help. So anyone out there, if you need some, you want to hire him to help with the podcast, shout out to Ken. He is doing amazing things with podcasting.
Yeah, you know, thank you, sis. That really means a lot. You are killing it as well. We're doing a lot of amazing, but we're going to dive right into that. But first thing first, for those that missed the very first interview, let them know, where are you from?
Yes. So I'm from Brooklyn, New York. Lived here all my life. I grew up in Crown Heights, Brooklyn. And that's where I'm from.
There you go. It's not much more to say about that. Brooklyn, you ain't no Brooklyn all day. So, so if you could describe yourself with one word, what would that word be and why?
One word, just one word. Okay. Well, yeah. I would say resilient.
Explain why.
Because I feel like, you know, obstacles will come, challenges will come, but with God on my side, I'm able to overcome any challenge. And I believe I was very resilient from a young age up to now.
Okay, you already know. Dope. So you already know. I already know your life story. We know each other's life story in the sort of sense, but the world don't know much about you. So right now, I want to let you know, like, tell them, like, your beginning of life. Like, tell them about your beginning of life.
All right, so... I guess in the beginning, you know, grew up in Brooklyn. As a child, I was very into the arts, dance, and music. I started off very young dancing in African dance. That was something that I truly love. I always loved music. So I found the love of dance. And that was something that I was really good at a young age. I think I was like 8. And we were a part of this dance group, and it was a lot of older girls, but me and my sister, we were able to keep up with the big girls. And I think at the time, my dance instructor, she saw something really unique in me, because even though, like, there were, you know, dances that were choreographed, I always did my own thing. So she would always allow me to have solos and just go forth. She always told me, just dance how you feel. And that was something, and I think from then, from a very young age, I noticed that I was very, like, free spirit, and just, you know, I danced to my own beat, literally. And later on, we had to make this major decision as a kid. Some of my friends, we were all in African dance, we wanted to go to the marching band. And it was like a program that we were in. It was like you couldn't do both. You couldn't be in dance and the marching band. So at that point in my life, we decided that, you know, we want to join the marching band. And that was life-changing, because I learned a lot of great things about discipline. I love having friends in the band. We traveled all over New York City. We performed at the biggest events. Shout out to Tyrone Brown. He was our band director, and he instilled a lot of great character into us, qualities, discipline, to be resilient, and to also just really have confidence in yourself. So I really learned that at a really young age, along with, you know, having parents who spoke life into us. Because, you know, we grew up with our parents speaking life to us, you know, speaking the word over our life. So that was pretty much growing up. And then I got into my rebellious years. I got in high school, you know, after I got out of the band. That's why I always tell parents, keep your kids involved in, after school programs, because it keeps them busy. So when I got to the age where I didn't really have to be in the band, I started to, like, cut school, and I just had my little years where I was very disobedient. And then fast forward into when I got, I believe I was like 19. 18, I started to, my sister and I started to plan events. I don't know about.
Hold on. Don't tell that story yet. We're going to get to that.
Okay.
Don't tell that story yet, though. We got you on that. But how everything that you've been through, you know, from being a kid, from all the activity that you've done, you know, and also with the brain you're doing now, taught you how you are today?
Yes. I would say all of the things that happened to me over the years, in my childhood up to now, have really molded me into the person that I'm called to be. I feel like a lot of, during my childhood, I did feel like I dealt with rejection, or, you know, there was some bullying here and there when I was, like, in elementary school. So some things, it tried to make me not believe in myself, but with, you know, having parents that speak life into you, having, you know, even teachers, there were many teachers that spoke life into me, and then having other, you know, people, you know, mentors over the years helped me to see myself the right way. And also having
the word of God and, you know, instilled in me, helped me to look at myself differently. And I just, you know, over the years, just doing self-development, you know, really just striving to be a better person helped me to become a better person. I just think all things work together. And I always like to remember that scripture as well, because all things work together for your good. And I think every challenge, every setback, everything that happened to me over the years helped me to be the person that I am.
There you go. And you got a lot more journey going. You're killing it right now. You are killing it right now.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
And but we got a lot more to your story, though.
Yeah.
So now you're on your rebellious day, you know, and now you got into the nightlife industry as a promoter and an event planner. So tell us how you got into it and how all that came together. And talk about your first major event.
Okay. So that came about because I guess we all, like, back to as a young girl, I loved dancing. I loved music. I was a big lover of music. So that kind of stayed with me into my, you know, high school years, always into like Tia, watching BET, Winston Park, going up to Winston Park, going to, I never went to TRL, but watching TRL, like I was so in love with music. So as I got older, you know, into my adult years, we loved to go to parties. Like, we loved going to reggae parties. That was something that we did, you know, at a young age. And I remember our dad picking me and Tawana up from reggae parties. Like, he's like, you can go, you know, but I gotta pick you up. And I remember one time it was like a, you know, a little after party from the marching band, and they had a reggae party, and our dad came, and it was like, told the DJ, tell Tawana and Danielle to come out, and all her friends, us with her, time for them to leave. And we were so embarrassed, but we didn't care. It was like, we were at the hottest party out in Brooklyn, so we didn't care. It was embarrassing, but everyone forgot about it. But the love of music, the love of dancing stayed with me. So when I got 18, I used to, God forgive me, we used to sneak into parties. And some of our friends, they planned events in Brooklyn, but then it got a little crazy, like really grimy, and very all these fights. And they used to do a lot of big parties in Brooklyn. We would go, we would help them like promote it. And then, you know, it became kind of dangerous. So we were like, I don't want to do this type. I want to do, we always had, me and Tawana always had a big vision for big events, really luxury events with celebrities. We always had that at a young 18. We were thinking like this, like not knowing that it was going to actually happen. So one of my friends, I was trying to say this without revealing the person, but one of my friends, he was connected to a really big, okay, one of his family members was connected to a really big record label at the time. This is in the early 20s. So this, and I was, remember, I was 18, I was 19. I was 18, Tawana was 19. So this certain person, they were allowed, we would go in with them into the clubs. We weren't carded for any ID. And we would always go to these clubs with this certain industry person, because he was like a celebrity. So he didn't get nobody asked him for ID or anybody in his crew. So we were like with my friend who was related to the person. So we walked in with, so we were going to all these clubs at 18, 19 with no ID. And we were going to all these big events. You'll see one time it was like Fabulous was right next to me, and then all these rappers, and it was just like really big VIP events. I'm like, I want to do something like this. I would sit there and look at certain things, like I would change this, I would change that. Then fast forward, cause I know I'm talking a lot.
No, you ain't that too. Same play for conversation. We, this is about telling the story. You already know. It's about telling the story. I don't mind. Okay. No, I don't mind.
Okay, so fast forward, after, you know, attending a lot of these events, not getting carded, like, you know, and then also even that, we were meeting bouncers. We were getting to know them. So it was like really connecting, networking. And then I met someone who, I told them that I really wanted to get into throwing events, and they gave us a chance and to, you know, do a guest list at this party. It was the most wackest party I've ever been to. No one came. And it was whack. And then I met another guy who was the same in the same boat as us. He was, I think he was much younger than me. He had to be like, at the time, maybe just turned 18 or 19. I don't know. He was much younger than us. So he told us that he had this party and it was the biggest promoters in New York City and you guys could jump on and do a guest list. So we said, okay. And it was one of the hottest parties in the city at the time. It was all the big promoters. I don't even know. It was just a great opportunity that came to us. So we joined this party and it was doing great. Like all the celebrities was coming because it was an industry night. Monday nights are usually for industry events. So it was always some celebrities coming. And what we did, we really maximized that moment. We made sure we were networking with everyone that came in. We had our little clipboards and we were getting emails every night at this event. We knew all the people, it was going to be some record label person or there's going to be some athlete or somebody that knew somebody. So we always went around getting names, guest lists. We had a guest list. They would get the name, the email address, and then we would email them for our next event. And we did that for, you know, a few months. And then we decided to branch out. I think some things happened and, you know, we weren't really satisfied with how they handled business. And we wanted to do our own thing. We knew we were capable of planning our own event and being in charge because we were actually under the promoters. We weren't like, it wasn't, we didn't have a lot of say. So we were just doing a guest list.
Like sub-promoters.
Basically. Yes. Yeah. So that wasn't like, I mean, it was a great start for us, but we, like I said, always had big dreams, big mindset as far as when it came to what we wanted to do. So we did the work. We found, and this company is gone, but we wanted to know how to really plan our own event. So we took like this, it was $15, some class. It was called the Learning Annex. It was something you would see on, like, you'll see a newspaper on the street, and it was like a little mailbox and they had a actual newspaper of like different courses you can take, and at the time it was $15 for to take this class. So we took it and we met the guy who was he was a manager of a club, and we told him that we wanted to do an event. So I have to go back before this class. So fast forward, we went to Cancun on a trip. And we met a really big NBA player. And
y'all can say his name.
So LeBron James, we met him in Cancun. And I didn't think anything was going to come out of this, you know, greeting, meeting him in person. But we were at this club and everyone was around him because that's when he was like becoming really big. And when we left, lo and behold, LeBron and his crew is sitting on like the side of the street with some cheers, chilling. And at that age, I was very like, I'm a big networker. Like I like to network with people. When I was younger, I feel like I was more like, I'll just talk to anybody. I don't know how I am now. I'm still friendly, but I was very like bold when it came to networking with people, celebrities, whoever. I would make sure they knew who I was. So I told myself, not till Tawana, I was like, if he smiles when we pass, we're going to introduce ourselves. If he doesn't, we're going to keep it moving. The minute we pass, he has this big smile on his face. And we're like, hey, LeBron, you know. And we're just talking to him. And we're just like, you know, we're from New York. And we would love to, you know, host you. Like, we wouldn't even think about even getting him. Like, just host him as, like, he comes to New York. We'll make sure he comes to our party and he's good. We'll take care of him, whatever. And that was the plan. And he was like, oh, when I come to New York, I go to 4040. So I didn't try to play him, but I'm like, 4040 is not like, you know, 4040 back then was like for the grown and sexy people. It wasn't like a club that his age millennials go to. Like we go there if we're going because we don't have anywhere else to go. It's not like it was other clubs that were more trendy and more live. So 4040, yes, Jay-Z owns it, but it wasn't the place that our age would go. Only if there was like a special sports event, but it wasn't like, where I'm going to 4040 if you're like 20. You're like, I'm going to social club. I'm going to, you know, other places. So we kind of like told him like, listen, that is not the place to go. And he was even like, how dare these girls tell me, you know, like who I'm LeBron James, but I didn't care. I was being real. I was like, that is not the place to go. So let's talk. So you know, after his agent stepped in, I think at the time he was a part of his management crew, which was Rich Paul. Shout out to him. Always will shout out to Rich Paul. We connected and he made it happen. Mm. And long story short, we became friends and he kept his word. He kept saying that whenever we come to New York, you would plan the event for LeBron. And there were some fake parties that did come during this this process. And I was like, oh my God, I thought you said I would be the first person to do this party. And, you know, there were some fake parties that had to be shut down, but we were able to plan an event for him. And it was amazing. It turned out to be an amazing event, a lot of planning, but also it ended up being a really good event. That was one of our big events. And I still think to this day, it was a really big event because to have someone, now how big he is crazy. Yeah. To have him as, you know, to host him and to have him host, because he hosts our party. He hosts our event. They were a partner with us on the event. And after that, you know, we saw him a couple of times just at different events. And it was great.
There you go. And first, shout out to Tawana.
Yes.
Our sister, you know, and stuff like that. Yeah, and I have to say, shout out to y'all too during this time, during the nightlife energy. Y'all cheat the game. Even as black women in a men-driven industry, y'all changed the game. Y'all made me well inspired to be a part of it at one point. But once again, thank you for, you know, killing it and, you know, give me y'all flowers. Y'all deserve it. So
y'all
definitely deserve it.
Thank you.
You already know. So now you know later, y'all walk away from the industry. So what made y'all walk away from the nightlife industry?
Oh, so I say, there's a couple of things why I just think it was a process. Because again, we were females in this industry was in that time. Like now, okay, so women entrepreneurship was not that popular in the early, you know, 2000s. It wasn't that popular, right? So it was really hard to be a female and do business in the nightlife industry because it was very male dominated. They didn't respect women. That's why we had to do a lot of events solo. Like we had to be in charge of the events when it came to being on the contract, planning the event, being in charge, because if we weren't in charge, we don't know what would have happened. Like, cause sometimes there were, you know, a lot of, you know, dishonesty when dealing with certain, you know, partners. So we took advantage of our own events and we were in charge. If we were not in charge and we would probably not work with you, or we would not do the event. Like we had to really trust you to work with you. So that was a little issue. Even when we did was in charge, we had men who tried to like take over, or they tried to it was just a lot of issues in that area. So it was very frustrating and discouraging, and we didn't really have any mentors. We didn't have anyone really. We had some older, like I'm not gonna say her name, but there was one person I always looked up to her. She was a big party promoter. Like she did a lot of celebrity events in New York and in Los Angeles, and she would always like, if there was like, I remember she invited Drake. When Drake first came out, she loved me and Tawana so much. She was like, I don't care, I want you guys to succeed so much. Like that was only one person that I could say, like as a woman figure, that looked out for us as far as events. And she would always say, like, you know, if there's a celebrity in town and your party is on, if you're having a party that day, I would send. And I remember, never forget this, I didn't even know Drake like that, but when he first came out, she sent him to our party. And that was such a big look. Yeah. And this is when, like, he did, I think, like, the first album he had that went, like, remember every song went popular. I don't know what album that was.
It's either So Far Gone or Take Me Later, I think.
I don't know if it was Take Me Later or So Far Gone, but it was that time because I remember everybody getting so hyped because all his songs was, like, on the charts. Mm-hmm. And he came to the party and it was just, like, he just showed up. And I was like, this is crazy. And there's been a lot of other, I can't think of, you know, but I know that him, Drake, I know she sent him to the party and it was crazy. So certain things like just a lot of frustration, discouragement. And then also it happened towards, a lot of things happened towards, and you know, walking away from the industry is because like we had a Monday night party, which was an industry party, it was doing well. It was our big party. That was the big party. All the celebrities were coming. It was doing great, making a lot of money. But something inside of me, I can only talk for me, but I know Tawan was feeling the same way. I just didn't feel the passion anymore. And I knew it was God pulling on my heart because I just would go, but I didn't feel like I wanted to be there anymore. I just felt that God was working on my heart. And I just felt like God was pulling me away from the industry. But I felt that we were such at the peak of our career that I didn't want to walk away. So it was part of me was like, no, I got to keep going because we are right here. We're in our prime. And then part of me was like, in my heart, I knew God was like, this is not going to work. So then so many things happened, like our Monday night party, the owners shut down the club, didn't tell us. Like, I think we showed up to the club and it was locked. And it was like, how you not tell us that, you know, you close the club and not tell us? So that was like a sign. And then we were still trying to do events, and you know, like sometimes we'll have opportunities to do events on, like, you know, one-offs, and those were not working out. It was just like everything was not working out. So I knew that was a sign that God was shifting me out of that season. And I just feel like I wanted to be closer to God, and I knew the nightlife scene was not honoring God. I felt such a conviction that I'm like pumping every, and this is in a bottle popping era. I don't know how bottle popping is now, but I feel like I was always encouraging people to buy bottles and, you know, just encourage people to do the bad things. It's not good. So I just felt very convicted on that. And then God just made a way for escape for me to leave that industry. And I feel like it was the best decision for me.
Yeah, you know, one thing I love about the conversation right now, that it's flowing so well into the next topic. So you're saying that, you know, it's a reason that God pulled you out from that energy because you didn't feel right. So now if you go talk about that first experience when you got saved and when you completely got out of that industry, like, now how you tell us the experience when you actually got saved.
Okay. So, you know, we grew up in the church, and I, you know, that was our background, but I always felt like as a kid that I gave my life to Christ because everyone else did it. I feel like it was never like a real decision for me. I feel like it was just like, oh, everybody get online and get their life to Christ, and I did it. So I feel like I never really gave my life to Christ as a child. I just did it. I remember so clearly. It was at the other church that we attended, and all the youth got online, and I just got online. And I said, I want to be saved, but I didn't really think I really, really understood. So, you know, growing up in church, I feel like I didn't really have my own relationship with Christ. And I think that's what made me kind of like just wanted to find myself. So that's what I went into the industry. And I just, you know, I always believed in God, but I wasn't saved. So I think after I got kind of pulled, because sometimes when you're in certain spaces, you don't really fully see everything that's happening. And once I was pulled out of it, out of nightlife, I started to just, you know, I was going to work, and I think I had a little boyfriend at the time. He broke my heart. So it was like so many things happened. So at this time, like, everything was falling apart. I had this little boyfriend, broke my heart, lost my my dream, you know, had to fall back to the nightlife stuff. So it was just like really everything around me was just like, everything was just separating from me. God was separating everything from me. So it was just like, I needed to know God, and I just kept wanting to know God. And I just kept feeling a pull in my heart. Like, I want to know God. I want to know God. But I just want to know him for real. I don't want to know him how I was forced. I want to know God for real. So I just think one night, I don't know, I watched a movie. I think it was like Left Behind, you know, the old school movie.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, and I just wanted to give my life to Christ. And I think I, you know, found some prayer. And I gave my life to Christ in my bedroom. Like, it wasn't like, oh, I went up to the altar. And then after that, I started to really commit going back to church, really, you know, speaking to my leaders, going to prayer, going to Bible study, like really committing, really getting to know God for real. And then things just started to happen and my life started to change. And it wasn't like overnight thing. Like, I really wanted to commit. Like, I wanted to know God for myself. And God kept, you know, showing me things. God will always show me things. That's the crazy part. Like, even when I was in my sin, even I was doing crazy things, some of the stuff I can't even say. It's not enough time, but it's crazy stuff God was still speaking to me. God was still showing me things. But because I didn't want to hear it, I didn't want to hear anything about God, I would reject what I was feeling. That's how I came back to Christ. And I've been chasing Christ ever since then.
There you go. You see, it's like that was like a big turnaround, you know, from the life. Yeah. Like, you're getting saved, and now you're doing amazing things. You're doing more amazing things now.
And, amen.
You know, yeah, amen for that. So now you have an organization called The World Is a Girl's Runway, alongside with Tawana.
Yeah.
So tell us how that got started, and also tell us what was your biggest achievement for that so far.
Yes. So The World's Girl Runway actually started because of the lack of mentorship and guidance we had when we were planning events. And like, even though I mentioned the older lady, she helped us in some way, but I wish I would have had more hands-on experience, mentorship from someone that was where we wanted to be. So that was one frustration that I had so strongly. I was like, wow, I wish we probably could have did more if we had someone that was guiding us, helping us, you know, just being there for us. So we started the World's Girls Runway because we wanted to mentor girls who were looking to, and now it's expanding because so many things are changing in the world, that we wanted to mentor girls who wanted to become entrepreneurs, wanted to empower them, wanted to encourage them. And now we're expanding. If you want to become a creator, if you want to get into podcasting, if you want to get into just pursuing your professional career, we want to empower you and mentor you and give you the tools to be successful. And we were able to do, COVID has slowed down a lot of things. Now everything is picking back up, which is I'm so proud about. Because, New York, we were really at a standstill, but we kind of had to do a lot of things virtual and online. But one of the biggest achievements I can say is us speaking in Barbados. Because it was so life changing to hear that some of the girls that that came to, we did a workshop. It was like, I don't know, it was 50. It was a lot of girls. It was like 50 girls. And we spoke about entrepreneurship, just giving them the basics. So that if they want to become entrepreneurs, because sometimes you need to know what is entrepreneurship. So we really explained to them what was entrepreneurship. And many of them, they said that they never thought that they could become an entrepreneur. But after the workshop, they were so empowered to become entrepreneurs. And that meant so much to me because sometimes we have to be exposed to entrepreneurship. We have to be exposed to coding. We have to be exposed to podcasting. Like, this stuff is not always exposed to our generation. So we don't know the possibilities of what we can do. So that's what, I don't care what happens in my, like hearing that was the biggest achievement for me because it changed a mindset. It changed the narrative. And some of them, I have stayed connected with many of them. Some of them have added me on Facebook and I have seen them do amazing things and like graduate from college or they sang that amazing big event and everything they said they were going to do, they're actually doing it. So that is, to me, the biggest accomplishment and achievement.
You know, that is dope. And shout out to Barbados. Shout out to that. So you're also a Christian life coach and also founded Single Who Pray. So my question to you is, what made you want to go that route? And why is helping people so important? Why is helping singles very important?
Okay, so I would answer the first question. Said as far as being exposed to certain things, I always had like a passion for empowering people. I always wanted to be a empowerment speaker, and that aligns with life coaching. Most life coaches are speakers, so I always wanted to be like a speaker. And I always bring this up. If you remember Maury, I think it was Coach D, the crazy guy. He used to always come and he used to yell at the kids.
Oh yeah.
Coach D, I don't know his name, but he was the first life coach, and I think he was a life coach. But I always said I would love to be a life coach. I'm not going to coach like him. I'm not going to scream at people. But honestly, that was the first life coach I ever saw in my life on TV, on Maury. He was the first person, even though it wasn't exactly what I wanted to be. But I said, I want to be a life coach like him, but I'm going to be softer. I'm going to be different. So that was something I always thought about throughout the years, but I didn't know how to go about it. And years later, I you know, wanted to do self-development on myself. And I got connected with a life coach and I took a lot of her courses. And then she had some program where you subscribe to her. So I had a few sessions with her and I was also getting, like, you know, she was coaching me from, sometimes she would coach me, and then sometimes she would coach me from afar. Like, I was in her program, so I was always getting her material. And I was like, I want to do this. And then my prayer was answered. I was like, I really want to do life coaching. I don't know. I know sometimes at the time I was like, I think life coaching was, it's still expensive, but I didn't have money to pay like $5,000, $10,000 to do a life coaching program. So she's had a life coaching class that it wasn't expensive at all, but I was like, let me just see if I really want to do this. So I got it, and it was actually very helpful, and it gave me all the basis of becoming a life coach. So when the opportunity came, I decided to, during the pandemic, actually before the pandemic started, I enrolled into a life coaching course. And I was able to complete it during the pandemic. And I started my own program, and I just started. And I feel like I was always a life coach. Like, I always would empower people around me. Even when I was in school, like, I would always encourage my friends. They would come to me for advice. I was always empowering them, giving them, like, you can do it. You're okay. Even when my friends were coming for, like, boyfriend advice, I would always encourage them. And it was something very natural. It wasn't forced. And now, as a life coach, it's easy because it's something that I know is my purpose and it's also my passion. So helping people is so important because I know that I'm called to empower and to help others. And sometimes we just need help. We need someone to empower, we need someone to encourage. And it's important because definitely the last 2 years, like, it's been so hard for many people. And people need encouragement like never before. People need people to speak life into them. People need people to cheer them on, like, you can do it, you can succeed. And I feel so, that's so important. And it's so fulfilling that to encourage people, it's such a blessing. And I love to do it. And I feel like I do it naturally. And I try to do it from my heart. And helping singles I'm single. So, and that's not something that happened overnight, and it's not something I like wanted to jump up and be like, you know, I won't say I'm a singles coach, but I guess helping singles, because I never wanted singleness to be such a big part of my life, but God had a different plan. So helping singles is such a blessing. Like, I came out, and I don't want to go too past your questions, but I just started to like post a lot of content to help singles, and it just, some of them would go viral, or it would just, you know, people would just reach out to me like, oh my gosh, your post. And it was just, sometimes it'll be like a long post, sometimes it'll just be a quote, and I would do that for years. And then I started blogging a little bit before the pandemic hit. I was blogging for like 4 or 5 years, writing about singleness. And many people will say, this blessed me. Oh my God, this is so good. And I just kept, anytime God would give me a word about singleness, I would post it on Facebook, Instagram, and my posts just started to go, you know, just get really popular. And I'm just like, God, is this something you want me to do? And then I started my singles prayer call. And I started to just have single people, and not even all single people. Some people are married, that they were praying for the singles. And it turned into a ministry. And I felt a pull on my heart from God telling me that this was the season that I'm going to empower singles through prayer. And that's how Singles Who Pray came about.
There you go. I knew you were doing a lot, sis. But dang, you're doing a lot, son. keep doing amazing things.
I try. Pray for me. I try.
You know, life coach, run a business. You know, it's, you got Find the Single Who Pray, and you also got the podcast.
Yeah,
coaching out loud with Danielle Powell. So, what inspired you to start the podcast? And, you know, tell us more about it for those that missed the first interview.
Yes. So starting Coaching Out Loud was also like, I guess it was like another outsource of the blogging, because I'm big on content. So I always feel like you need to have different things from your audience. Some people like to read, some people like to listen to podcasts, or some people like to watch videos. So I tried to like cater to all of my audience as it continued to grow. So podcasts was also, and it also helped me to work on like my speaking, because that's another thing that I was really shy about. I didn't like speaking in front of people or speaking out loud. I would write all day, but even though I like to talk, I didn't really like speaking out loud because, you know, I get nervous and stuff. So that was one way of, you know, getting over my fear of speaking. And then God just kept giving me certain topics to talk about, and I had certain guests and stuff like that. So the podcast continued to grow, and everything was connected to what I was doing when it came to coaching. So everything aligned perfectly with the vision.
Nice. And you ain't know, I listen to the podcast. You know, we family, but I listen to the podcast. And I really love your show. You already know I love your show. I'll tell you that all the time.
I love your show too.
Thank you, sis. You already know. So for those that want to listen to your show, let them know where they can listen to you for two Coaching Out Loud.
Yes, so they can listen to almost all major platforms, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Anchor, of course. In all majors, I think they're on all major platforms, actually.
Okay, there you go. So if you had a chance to interview three people of your choice, well, it could be a regular person, it could be a celebrity. Who would those three people be?
They have to be alive.
It could be alive or dead.
Okay. So, dead, it would definitely be Coretta Scott King. Absolutely love her. And I just love to just ask her all the questions, all the things that she was going through, just being, being married to Martin Luther King, and then also just moving the movement forward, because I feel like she did so much work after he left, and she continued to work until she, you know, passed on. And I just love her courage, her boldness. I just love, anybody know me, I love Coretta Scott King. Who else? I would say Barack Obama. I guess them as a pair. I would want to interview them together. Barack Obama and Michelle Obama. The last one, interesting. This could be anyone, right?
Yeah, anyone your choice. This is you. Anyone your choice.
I guess LeBron James. I know I love LeBron so much. And just from, it's like he's done so much great things, like community, school, building schools, he just being such a family man. I just would love to interview him. He's very interesting to me. So I would love to just, interview him.
And I'm not gonna lie, those are some dope choices. I'm not gonna lie, those are some really dope choices. I ain't gonna lie. So it's one thing that you did not mention the last time, and this next thing that I'm about to ask you is an amazing thing. You are a content partner with YouVersion, the Bible app. So first, if people don't know, let them know, what is YouVersion, by the way? And also, like, how do you get involved in that partnership?
It's still mind-blowing to this day, to God be the glory. So YouVersion is the Bible app. Many people sometimes, I know the name YouVersion, kind of, if you don't really know the name, you don't really know. It is the Bible app. And it has like over 400 million users. Mostly everyone uses the Bible app if you don't want to use a physical Bible. And it's an app, but also it's the same thing on, if you're on your desktop, it's Bible.com. Mm. So it's the same site, but in the app form is YouVersion. On the computer is Bible.com. And, it's the Bible, has every book of the Bible on the app. And it also has devotionals. And it's so crazy, when I first gave my life back to Christ, that was my go-to, which is so crazy that I'm saying this, because when I first gave my life back to Christ, for some reason, I could not understand the Bible. And I really feel like the enemy was making me think that I couldn't understand the Bible, or, like people would preach and I didn't really understand the Bible. And that's why I started to read devotionals, because I really couldn't understand. And I just think I was just reading King James Version that made me not understand. So with the Bible app, it had a lot of easy to read versions of the Bible. So I found, like, my favorite version of the Bible is New Living Translation. It's so easy, and it's great for me, and I always understand. I go back and forth now because I'm more, you know, advanced in the Bible now, but in the beginning I had to find something that I can understand. And now I love the Bible. I love to read the Bible. But when I first gave my life back to Christ, I would read devotionals, because devotionals, they have videos, they have, you know, stories, and with the actual scripture. And I got involved with YouVersion, which is so crazy. During the pandemic, I lost my job. So I had a lot of time to think and to plan and to, like, just focus on ministry and focus on my business, certain things. I had a lot of time to think. And I remember one day I was feeling, and this is so crazy, I never said this story, so thank you, bro, for letting me tell this part of the story.
And it's funny because we already in the pandemic part two, so you might as well just mind what's talk about the pandemic as well. So
yes. Yeah, so in the midst of pandemic, I was so, like, I was actually, you know, happy for a little time off from my job, because, you know, I've been on my job for a long time, and so it was like a little break from the work life. And, you know, it was actually good for me to really find time to create. It was just, it was a blessing for me in so many ways, but there was also discouragement, because I was not used to not going to work. I'm not used to not going to work. I'm always going to work. So it was just like a standstill, but I had a lot of time to think. And I think one day I was just so discouraged, and I was just like, oh my God, what am I going to do now? You know, so I don't know, God just told me to, like, I know what happened. I had the blog, so I came across the opportunity to submit my work to YouVersion. And I didn't honestly think that anything would come out of it. You know, I've been blogging for a few years, never thought to submit an actual blog from my blog to YouVersion and see what happens. And I have faith in myself, but I just think that I didn't think I was YouVersion material, even though I've been blogging for years. Like, I had, you know, my own personal blog, and then my sister and I, we had the World's Girls Runway blog, but that was more like events and certain things that we did with the business. But my own personal blog, I wasn't sure how strong my writing was. So I submitted my absolute best blog, and I didn't hear anything back for like months, and I actually forgot about it. In a moment I was hype about it, but I'm like, we'll see. I mean, I wasn't mad if they was gonna say no, because I'm like, I need to really, you know, work on my writing. So I wasn't like upset if they didn't choose me, because I'm like, this is a crazy big platform. Like, you know, I know it was God who opened that door. So after not thinking, like I said, I kept moving, I kept pushing, I kept focusing on my ministry, kept focusing on things I needed to do as far as my business. And then I think it was, I don't know if it was March or no, I believe it was around September. I think I submitted it in March. Like I said, it was a big time frame before they got back to me. They got back to me and they said, we want to offer you. And another thing I have to back up, I submitted my work in the category of singles. So that was something that I believe that they wanted material for. And they said they wanted to offer me a partnership under my ministry, Singles Who Pray. And it has been an amazing partnership. I have 5 devotionals currently on YouVersion. I finished my 6th one. I haven't give you guys the date. I'm gonna give you guys a date soon, but I have another devotion coming out. Actually, 2 more, but I don't have the dates for this other one. But they're still waiting for the release date for the current one that I just finished writing. And it's a blessing. It's such a big opportunity, and God has opened so many doors through this partnership. And I'm up to 50,000 downloads of my.
Oh wow! Oh wow!
To God be the glory.
Wow, that is amazing, sis. congrats to you on that. What the new virgin and everything you're doing. You are doing amazing things. I got your flowers right now. Congrats to you right now. You're killing it.
Thank you. It's got to be the glory.
And, you know, the pandemic was a really crazy time. From some got, some went through bad, some went through good, but we all made it. And even though it's kind of going on, but we making it one day at a time.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the best thing we could do. But let's get to brighter notes. Let's get to brighter notes. Because, you know, the pandemic is always a bad time. Let's get to brighter notes. So what is your dream venture? Something that you always want to do?
Trying to think how to say this. So I can't really go really deep. I don't want anybody to steal my idea out there.
Oh, no.
But no, I do want to do, God has opened already some doors with this, but I do want to like impact people all over the world. That is my biggest dream venture, is to impact. And I can't really say the way, because there's a certain way I want to impact people, but I can't say because it's still, you know, loading. But I do want to impact people from all over the world. I want people to come together from different countries and all over to impact the world. Like, I think women have so many great ideas, and I just want to create a great community, which I'm doing now, to God be glory. But it's a bigger picture, that's I can't really say.
No, you're good.
But it's just to create a community of women, of believers that are just doing amazing things together. And we just come together and we do more great things together.
That is dope. That is dope, sis. So what other projects that you got going on that you have not announced yet, or if you could speak about?
I would say my book, and that's been pending for a while, because God just keeps giving me more things to write. But with God willing, it's going to be released this year. I can't say the title though, but my plan is to release it by the end of the year.
Okay. Nice. And what do you have to say for anybody going the same route with you, like with everything you're doing, from getting saved to the podcast to content, everything? Like, give them something inspirational.
Yeah. So I would say, first, always keep God first. No matter what you do, no matter how far you go, keep God first. Have a relationship with Christ. You know, read your word. Adapt godly principles from the word of God. Have a prayer life. Pray about opportunities that come to you. Seek God about everything. That's really important. I know there's many times where I took opportunities that I didn't really pray about, and I was kind of frustrated about it. So I would say pray. You know, keep pursuing the dreams that God has placed into your heart. Because I know one thing I have learned about just the last few years, disappointment, adversity, trials, tribulations can really knock you off your feet, where you don't want to do a lot of things. But I just tell someone out there, keep going no matter what. You may have to take a break. You may have to just not do anything. But when you get the strength to get back up and do what God is calling you to do it. Surround yourself with people who speak life into you. You know, spend less time with people who are negative and who are, you know, just think negatively. Stay away from them. Try to be around people who are doing things. They're trying to live for God, and they have dreams and goals. And I would also say, get mentors. That's really important. Get people, surround yourself with people who, where you want to go, because you can learn, you can pull on them. They give you wisdom, they give you guidance. That's really important. And I know sometimes we try to be on an island by ourselves. Connect with other people. And that's one thing I love about Singles to Pray. I always try to connect with other believers, either having them on my show, either having them pray, or to give knowledge, to give wisdom, because we're all trying to impact this world together.
Yeah, that was dope advice, sis. That was dope advice. So before you go, we have two segment games we're gonna play. Are you ready? Are you ready? So like I said, I'll be giving you five set of artists, and you let me know which one will pretty much win. It's pretty simple. You know, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, so the first one is Chris Brown versus Usher.
Oh. Oh, man, I gotta say Usher, but that's a hard one.
Now, that is a hard one, I gotta lie. I'm gonna do this with you, too. So I'm also gonna say Usher as well. Okay. All right, next one will be Jodeci versus Boyz II Men.
Boyz II Men.
Okay, I agree with you on that one. I say Boyz II Men as well. All right, Destiny Child versus TLC.
Ooh. Oh. I would say TLC. I'm sorry.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. I say TLC as well.
I love Destiny, but I don't think Destiny Child was that strong. Like, TLC got hits.
No, they do. No, they definitely do. All right, next one. Of course, this one happened in real life. Jay-Z versus Nas.
Oh, I love Jay-Z, so it's always going to be Jay-Z. I love Nas too, but Jay-Z, of course.
I'm definitely here too.
A Jay-Z fan.
Yes, definitely. You ain't know. All right, last one. This is a three-way one. Mariah versus Mary J versus Toni Braxton.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so are we talking about voice or are we talking about songs?
I'm going to say songs.
Mary J. Blige.
Mary J. This is kind of hard. I might have to go with Mariah. Maybe Mariah. I might be wrong.
I don't know. Maybe. I feel like Mariah. I love Mariah, and I think she has the best voice. But I love. Okay, the album she came out. I forgot what album that was. I think it was Butter. No, what was the album she came out a few years ago.
You talk about Mariah.
Yeah.
Is it Immense Space on Mimi? That one where it's We Belong Together?
No. I don't know. But it was I feel like that album was my favorite of her, but I feel like Mary has so much hits, like classic. Mm-hmm. But that's just me. Don't go to be right. Out there, guys.
No, you might be right. Mary do got more hits, baby. I feel like Mariah might win. I don't know. That's just me. All right, and next segment game, we got is five random topics. Ask you a topic, and you answer it for a short or long response.
Okay.
But very simple, for the top of your head, basically. It's very simple. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Your favorite music era?
New Jack Swing.
Okay. Don't. All right, your favorite movie growing up?
Just one?
It's up to you. You can take three. Okay.
The Last Dragon.
Oh, of course.
Home Alone.
I will wait for that answer.
Polly. Nobody knows about this movie, but Polly.
Yeah, definitely. I have to wait for them to add this on Disney Plus. What y'all doing? Y'all gotta add Polly on Disney Plus.
Yes, add it.
All right, your favorite food.
Mac and cheese.
Okay, of course. What is one place that you want to go for vacation that you haven't yet?
I want to go to Africa.
Okay.
I won't say that vacation, but I mean, if I go to Africa as a vacation, Zanzibar, that's where I want to go. As vacation, but as mission and, you know, doing mission work, it will be different parts of Africa.
Okay, dope. And last one, what is one goal that you want to do for 2023?
Expand my business and learn how to drive. Don't judge me out there, guys.
Trust me. There's a lot of people that don't know how to drive, sis. Don't worry. But, you know, Coach Danielle Powell, sis, thank you for coming on the show. It was really dope having you back on the show for the 100th episode celebration. Y'all doing an amazing thing. I know I don't tell you this a lot, but y'all doing an amazing thing. Y'all are killing it.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you. Like, for real, I'm proud of you. Just so you know, I'm really proud of you. You know?
Thank you, bro. I'm proud of you, too. And I'm so grateful to be on your show. Happy 100th episode. God is going to continue to bless this podcast with so much success and so many great guests.
Yes, Yes, thank you. And it's crazy because both of us are about to hit 4-year anniversary in January.
Wow.
So I believe I'm in January, she in February.
Yes.
So, yeah, so we both fit 4 years, y'all. That's crazy. So sis, you ain't know what time it is. So this is the time where you drop your social media where everybody can reach you and drop everything that you're doing. Drop your social media, drop your podcast link, drop your version, everything you're doing, just drop it right. This is your time.
Well, I have a lot of stuff for YouVersion, so if...
Do it right now. Drop everything.
Okay, for YouVersion, I have a lot of devotions, but I'll just give you the Thriving in Your Singleness is on YouVersion, part 1 and 2. That's one of the popular ones. You can follow me on... I just changed my name recently on Instagram at Coach Danny P. You can like my public page is under Danielle Powell. And if you want to join my Singles Who Pray group, we're on Facebook as a private group. It's under Singles Who Pray. And if you want to know more about me, you can log on to DanielPowell.com.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Now, I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents Spinoff Series Thursdays. And Spinoff Series Thursday is the new home for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spinoff Series. That brought to you shows like A Conversation About Music Podcast, The Old School Show, and Date Night Talk Podcast. And A Conversation About Music Podcast is a music spin-off series where we talk about anything music, from the current music scene and the old school music scene, where we interview many guests that's in the music industry and artists about their music journey. We have a segment game called The Face-Off, which is a versus inspired game. And we have roundtable discussion about variety of music topics. And y'all can check out A Conversation About Music Podcast every first Thursday at 12 a.m. Now, The Old School Show that featured myself and the star Roddy Rod is a show where we discuss anything old school, from music, TV shows, movies, and many more. We also bring in guests to join in on the old school conversation. Y'all can check out The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And last but not least, we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Bonna B, where we talk about anything relationship related topics like love, dating, relationships, cheating, the good and the bad, and many more. And y'all can check out this spin-off series, Date Night Talk Podcast, every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m. So look out for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents Spin-off Series Thursday, A Conversation About Music Podcast, every first Thursday. The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursdays, and Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursdays. And y'all can check out Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays for the main series and every Thursday for Spinoff Series Thursdays. And thank y'all for checking out this commercial break. And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
I just want to take the time to thank everybody for tuning into this season 6 premiere episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank you to my special guest, my returning guest, my sister, Coach Danielle Powell, returning on the show. You are doing amazing things with everything that you do. I am proud of you. Happy that you finally came back on the show and told your story, told your truth. It was really inspiring, and it helped me as well. You helped me along the way as well. So, sis, I just want to thank you. And, y'all, check out her podcast show, Coaching Out Loud with Danielle Powell, on all streaming platforms. Check out her on YouVersion and everything. Y'all. She's killing it, and I'm proud of her. She's killing it. And you already know, Mr. Gentleman, Lifestyle Podcast, each and every Sunday at 12 a.m., we on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Good Pods, and many more. You can rate the show 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podchasers, and Good Pods. The more y'all rate the show, the more people know about Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Also, we have the spin-off shows from Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents Old School Show every 4th or 5th Sundays at 12 a.m. Every 4th or 5th Sundays at 12 a.m. New episode of the Old School Show in October. Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents a conversation about music podcasts every 1st Sundays at 12 a.m. Every 1st Sundays at 12 a.m. Season 2 of a conversation about music podcast in November. And Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B. New episodes and coming soon. New episode of Date Night Talk coming soon and every 1st and 3rd Thursdays at 12 a.m. Every 1st and 3rd Thursdays at 12 a.m. So check out all of the spin-off shows under Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast right now, y'all. The Old School Show, a conversation about music podcasts, and Date Night Talk Podcast. And y'all already know, y'all can also check out the Premier Boy Podcast with myself, King Talk Sands, The Star Riding Rod, and Long Live the Chief Molly Mel. Season 1 and Season 2 is available now. Season 1 and Season 2 is available now. Season 3 is coming soon. Season 3 is coming soon. Also, you can check out the show that I'm executive producer of. Check out my bro show, Aaron King Talk Sands. King Talk with Aaron Sands. Season 3 of King Talk this Friday at 12 a.m. Season 3 of King Talk this Friday at 12 a.m. And we also having Aaron King Talk Sands on next week episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast in the Brotherhood crossover, where he will be on this show and I will be also on King Talk. So look out for that next week, y'all. And y'all add me on Good Pod, Ken Mr. Gentleman. Y'all already know Good Pod catered to many independent podcasters. Y'all can rate each other's show. Y'all can see what everybody listening to. We got the message board where you can interact. And we also have the charts. And now at the time, it's time to do Good Pod's chart review. Because we're going to review the Good Pod chart that we are right now. And before this recording, earlier this week, Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast episode, bonus episode, Don't Call It a Comeback Part 2, was number 1 for the top 100 episode. And honestly, once thank y'all for tuning into that episode. It really means a lot. It really means a lot, y'all. And once again, thank y'all. I wasn't expecting that episode to be number 1 on Good Pod. So once again, thank y'all, man. Thank y'all for that, y'all. Thank y'all. And so right now, for top 100 shows, Mr. Gentleman, Like That Pox is number 10 on the normal charts, and we are number 8 on the indie charts for the top 100 shows. And also for Society and Culture, Mr. Gentleman, Like That Pox is number 3 for Society and Culture. So once again, thank y'all for checking out Mr. Gentleman, Like That Podcast. Let's continue to grow the show and continue to help others, y'all, because that's what this show is about, is to inspire others. And yeah, for y'all to be open to tell your story, because this is a safe place for conversation. And y'all already know, if y'all want to network with me, hit me up on social media, Ken _ Mr. Gentleman. I repeat, Ken, K-E-N _ Mr. M-R, Gentleman, G-E-N-T-L-E-M-A-N on all social media platform, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, TikTok, all of them with pretty much the same name, with or without the _. So yeah. Also, if you want to be a guest on Mr. Gentleman, Like That Podcast, and the spinoff series, The Old School Show, Date Night Talk, and a Conversation About News Podcast, send me a bio about yourself and everything that you do to my email, KenYPGENT@gmail.com. KenYPGENT@gmail.com. So we could lock you in, because I am looking for guests for the jam-packed season of Mr. Gentleman, Like That Podcast. Also, check out the official website for Mr. Gentleman, Like That Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlikethatpocket.com, www.realmrgentlemanlikethatpocket.com. Y'all can listen to all the episodes. Y'all can watch every YouTube episode from The Gentleman Like That Podcast, from the show, the Gentleman Fact of the Day, and many more. Y'all can look at every guest profile, who all the guests have ever been on my show, period. And y'all can check out all the guest appearance shows that I've been on, every interview, and stuff like that. And also, y'all can buy merch from Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast store, partnership with TeePublic. And yeah, check out the official website of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlikethatpocket.com. And once again, thank you everybody for tuning in to the latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast, the season 6 premiere of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast. Have a good day or night wherever you're listening to this episode.
This is Nana Pyle
and Tawana Pyle,
and you are now listening to
Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Let's go!